Magister Illyrio laughed lightly through his forked beard, but Viserys did not so much as smile. "He can have it tomorrow if he likes," her brother said. He glanced over at Danny, and she lowered her eyes. "So long as he pays the price." Illyrio waved a languid hand in the air, rings glittering on his fat fingers. "I have told you all is settled. Trust me. The Carl has promised you a crown, and you shall have it."
"Yes, but when?"
"When the Carl chooses," Illyrio said. "He will have the girl first, and after they are wed, he must make his procession across the plains and present her to the Dush Kaleen at Vaes Dothrak. After that, perhaps, if the omens favour war." The Viserys seethed with impatience. "I piss on Dothraki omens. The usurper sits on my father's throne. How long must I wait?" Illyrio gave her a massive shrug. "You have waited most of your life, great king. What is another few months, another few years?" Ser Jorah, who had travelled as far east as Vaes Dothrak, nodded in agreement. "I counsel you to be patient, your grace. The Dothraki are true to their word, but they do things in their own time. A lesser man may beg a favour from the Carl, but must never presume to berate him."